The night may be long and the dark may be deep, but the answers are there to be found. Whether it's the normal, the abnormal, or the paranormal, you're in the right place. Let's go beyond reality.
Hey everyone, JV here. If you listened to the previous episode of Beyond Reality Paranormal, you know that it was part one of my discussion with Alexandra McComb, actually. Alexandra is a channeler, a trance channeler, and she channels a group of non-physical beings known as Golden Arrow. In the first part of the interview, we talked to Alexandra directly. In this part, which is part two, we actually have Alexandra in a trance, and we will be speaking directly to Golden Arrow. Again, if you haven't listened to the first part of the interview, you may want to stop this program and go back an episode and listen to that. Otherwise, please enjoy part two of my discussion with Alexandra and Golden Arrow.
Please support the program. Go to patreon.com/Johaw. That's J-O-H-A-W.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you're just joining us, just so you understand what's about to happen here, our guest Alexandra is a trance channeler, and she channels a group of spiritual, non-physical beings called Golden Arrow. They're also an energetic consciousness. And during the first part of our program, we had the pleasure and the honor of talking to Alexandra directly. And now, during the break, she has opened her channel, and she has allowed Golden Arrow to come through. And at this point in the program, we will be speaking directly to Golden Arrow. So, Golden Arrow, welcome to Beyond Reality, and thank you to Alexandra for making this possible. But it's an honor to be hosting you here tonight.
Well, greetings to you. Greetings to you indeed, truly. It is a delightful experience for us to be here with you, to communicate with you, to interact with you, but far more importantly, to commune with you in this way. Truly a delightful experience for us. For you see, it gives us the opportunity then to take a look at how you are all doing on the planet that you call Earth. In the communing process that we speak about, it means that we are on your individual wavelength or in your energetic field. We are communing with you, with your soul, the non-physical part of you that is having this human experience. And so it is then, JV, you have questions, yes, and or comments.
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of both. I think what we're hoping, I know I am personally, and I assume my audience agrees with me here, that we're hoping that we can get a little bit of a better understanding about who you are, why it's important that you communicate with us, and how you can help us find whether it's meaning or answers or maybe even fulfillment, because it seems like, Golden Arrow, you have the ability to offer some wisdom on all of those things.
Yes, we would say that it would be all of that and more. All of that meaning, you know, you are earthbound. You are in this body having this human experience. And what you know as a human is inspiration, is healing, is empowerment, is all of those things. And yet there is so much more to your existence than that. The daily mundane is just a way by which you support yourself or have a family or take care of your individual needs. Yet you really are here to live within your soul beingness as you are having a human earthly experience. Do you understand?
Yes. Why Alexandra, Golden Arrow? Why do you choose, why did you choose Alexandra, or even request, because from what I understand, you asked her permission, why Alexandra to act as your intermediary here?
All right. Well, we have been with Alexandra, unbeknownst to her entire lifetime experience. And all of the trauma and or drama that she chose to have in this life experience led her to question, led her to look for something else other than a depressed state. So in her search, she opened herself up to the more. And what came to her made sense to her, and then we were able to offer to her to allow us to help humanity. Now, understand something. Alexandra, just the name itself, Alexandra, means defender of mankind. Did you know that?
I didn't, but my daughter's name is Alexandria, and yes. I'm very pleased to hear that.
Meaning exactly the same. Defender of mankind. So Alexandra, as will Alexandria, your daughter, will always be interested in humanity, interested in why humanity does what they do when they do it. So already she had the name and the vibration of helping humanity or standing up for humanity, making a statement and stating, look, you can be happy. You can do something different than what you're doing in your depressed state. You can do something for that, for yourself, and come out of that and live a full, rich, empowered, and inspired life.
One more question about Alexandra, then I want to turn to some more global questions, I guess that would be the best way to describe them. But Alexandra told us a story about a morning that changed her life. It was a bit of an epiphany. She saw glitter floating in the air in front of her, and she heard a voice. Golden Arrow, was that you communicating with her most directly for the first time?
The answer is yes. Unequivocally, yes. She did not know that at the time. And she has actually never asked that question of us, but indeed that was us. Understand that we, Golden Arrow, chose the name Golden Arrow because of Alexandra's affinity that she has had in other lifetime experiences with Native American culture and living off the land and communing with nature, communing with the spirit or God spirit, as they called it. She has always had an interest in Native American, and so we chose the name Golden Arrow, and she, Alexandra, is a Sagittarius by birth, meaning the astrological planets were aligned in Sagittarius when she was born. And what is that? Half man, half horse, with a bow and an arrow, yes? So Golden Arrow, we are known as to shoot our golden arrow to the heart of humanity. Do you understand?
Yes, and Alexandra also shared a story with us about asking you for help. Wildfires were raging in California, threatening her home. Yes. She communed with you, had a vision of what she described as like a white fluffy mitten coming down and putting out the fire. And the next thing that she learned was that a snowstorm, which could very easily be considered a form of a white mitten, came down and helped put out the fire. Again, Golden Arrow, was that you involved?
Yes. Yes.
Are you?
So,
go ahead.
Let us say this to you. When you, JV, when you know that you need help outside of yourself, what do you do, you as a person? What do you do?
I try to ask someone for help.
And do you always take their help?
No, not always.
And when you don't take their help, then what do you do for yourself?
I look inward. I look for answers within myself.
So what is that? What is your inner self? What is that?
My soul? My being?
Who you really are.
Right.
Yes. You're a body. You have a body. You have a brain. You have a mind. You have a heart. You have all the organs that are in your body. But that's not who you are. That is what the body is. Who you are is a grand being of light energy. And that light energy is called a soul. In the English language, it's called a soul. In other languages, it's called other things. Regardless, the soul is a vibrational field of reference that comes in and then becomes a body to have a human experience. But you're firstly that. You're firstly a soul. So when you're needing assistance, and it can be minimal or it can be major, does not matter. When you're needing assistance, when you ask your soul for guidance, it will always give it to you if you know how to listen. That's the key for humanity. If you know how to listen, many people say, I don't ever hear what my soul says. I don't hear what, quote-unquote, God says. I do not hear. Exactly. Why? Because you have not taught yourself how to listen and how to hear. The best way that we know, and there are Buddhists around the world that spend a lifetime and existence in the body praying and being in soul contact every day of their lives. Humanity is so busy going about the daily mundane and just having food to put on the table and taking care of the family and going to a job and going through a divorce and all of the emotionality that is involved in that, that they totally forget who they really are. So our suggestion and what we always say to humanity as a whole, as you quiet your mind and learn how to, in the United States, you call it meditation. As you learn how to meditate, you will hear your soul guide you. You will literally hear it. You begin by doing automatic writing, if you know what that is. You begin your meditative experience learning how to meditate, learning how to quiet the mind, and then you put a pencil on a page of paper and allow your hand to write, and you will be very, very surprised at what is written on that page. Not you, not your words.
Right.
Do you have a question?
Several references have been made to we and us, Golden Arrow, and yes. I know that... as Alexandra described, not having physical form, it's hard to define exactly you as a person or one soul or whatever it happens to be. But can you help us understand, first of all, are there many souls involved in making up what we know as Golden Arrow here? Or how does that work?
So a vibration is a conglomeration of energy flowing. So the mind has to categorize or pigeonhole that a soul is a thing.
Right.
It has to be in the mind of a person. It has to be a thing. And a soul is not a thing. A soul is an ever-expanding, ever-growing vibration, just like music is a vibration, just like light is a vibration. Everything, it is a scientific fact on your planet that everything is a vibration and is moving and is alive. Yes, even the dense table that is in front of you is a movement of structure. Of cells, nothing is a rock is an energetic field that is compressed and it becomes that, as you would call it, a rock. Yes?
Right.
So when we say we are an ever expanding, ever moving vibration that has the ability to interact with other vibration, your vibration. Your soul vibration, we are interacting with it now. You're having the human experience of that. Do you understand?
Yes. Golden Arrow, do you work with other civilizations? I'll use that word, if it may not be appropriate, but I think at least it provides a point of reference for the question. On other planets, or is humanity your only concern?
So the answer would be humanity is primarily our job. We'll use that word with you since humanity understands that word. That's primarily our concern or our job, what we've taken on to do in the planet called Earth at this time. However, we have and are everywhere. And if there are other civilizations and there are other beings that request our help, absolutely we're there in a thought, as we are with you in a thought.
How long have you been with and hoping to, and in many ways succeeding to, help humanity?
All right. You would know it as millennia, many millennia. We have been, we have spoken with other humans throughout many millennia. In this particular time frame, it is with this Alexandra personality.
You have seen then the best and the worst of humanity. Most recently, I think most of us weren't alive during World War II and the reign of Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany and the atrocities committed by that part of humanity. But when you see those types of atrocities being committed against by humans against humans, what are your thoughts and how do you try to change it?
There is no changing it for us. There is the recognition that that is what humanity is experiencing in that moment of now. And in that moment of now, when that happens, it is in perfect right action, JV, perfect right action for the experience that humanity is having about it. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. All wars, all taking of one's life in whatever form that is, and it happens as we are speaking. It is happening on this planet many, 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 many times over. There are lives being taken as we are speaking. Yes, you agree?
Of course, yes.
Yes. From our perspective, because when you are non-physical, there is no emotions attached. There is no emotion attached until you become a physical being to have that particular physical experience of emotions. Everything in human form is attached to emotions. Do you understand?
Yes.
Everything. So when there are calamities, as you call it, which have been always in human form, on whatever planet is being used in a human form. Atlantis is a good example. Sirius is a good example. Those are all realms of reality that have been in existence, and there have been a human form of whatever it was at that time frame, which is not like the human form that it is that you are speaking from in this moment of now. Nevertheless, all experiences in human form, no matter what that human form is based on the emotions that are being held about a specific perception that you are having about it. We'd like to explain a little bit more if we have the time.
Yes, please do.
So when you are born from 0 to 7, is the age of 7, you are setting up your life experience that you are going to replay like a CD-ROM over and over and over and over until you drop the body. Now, before you have this body, before you are born, you are just a vibration, a spirit, a soul. Whatever you want to call it does not matter. You are just a vibration, and you are, in essence, you are saying, we'll use that word so that you understand it, you say, I want to have a physical experience, and I want to have it based around this particular family, this particular situation, to grow and to learn about it more. So you set up, before you even incarnate, before you are born, you set up your family, who you're going to incarnate with, if you're going to be, as an example, orphans who are given away, you set up that experience, and it is for your highest good that you do that. Now, here you are born, 0 to 7, now you have already set up the parameters of the experience that you're going to have. So you are this little baby observing and perceiving everything around you, everything that's said, even though you cannot respond, even though you cannot speak. You set up all the situation that's happening around you in your family environment, and you are perceiving it through the eyes of what you set up to learn about yourself. All of that that you are setting up involves emotions. Hurt, anger, betrayal, abandonment, not being loved, not being wanted, all of that. And so you ask, JV, why would I set all that up for myself? Yes?
Yeah.
The answer to your question and to all of humanity is to grow and to become more. Because when you drop this body, you will have accomplished much in the time frame or the span of time that you had this body. There are some babies born that die within an hour. Why? There was emotion attached to that from the mother and the father, yes? And the children that are involved in that, and the other family members that are involved in that coming and going of that little soul, that little personage. But that's what that little soul set up for themselves, to affect the emotions of the family, to grow and to become more. Do you understand?
Yes. So if I bring that answer back around to my original question, which was about evil, human against human evil, what you're saying, Golden Arrow, is that good and evil are almost equally important in the human experience?
The answer to your question is yes, with a caveat.
Okay.
And the caveat is, from our perspective, there is no evil at all. Just growth.
Okay.
You will see it as evil because you have emotion attached to that that says that it's evil.
Right.
And who created evil in the first place? Religion.
Speaking of religion, many people who have been introduced to God, not necessarily that they believe, but have been introduced to God, have an image of an all-powerful being, individual being, that is basically responsible for everything. And through my understanding, through conversations like this one and others, that we may have misinterpreted it. There's something there, but it might be very different from what we've been taught. What is your role and or relationship to God, Golden Arrow?
So it is not what you have been taught, we'll say that.
Okay.
So when you are non-physical, there is no God. Did you hear that?
When you're physical, there is no God?
When you're non-physical.
When you're non-physical.
When you're non-physical, there is no God. That is only a human, earthly concept to place blame on someone else other than what you have chosen to experience. Do you understand?
Yeah. Does that mean that the real, and I'll just use air quotes here, God is the summation of all of the vibrations and the souls that make up those vibrations in eternity?
As you spoke it, we would say yes. You used the word summation. In the totality of all that is, we would say that your concept of God is the ultimate of empowerment, inspiration, love, guidance, all of that. Humanity has to have a scapegoat of some sort, so they made God and they made the devil. It has nothing to do with the source and all that is, nothing whatsoever. It is just a human concept to place blame. Humanity does not like to be blamed for anything that they create. It's someone else's fault, not mine.
Right. You've been here I'm sorry.
It's very simple in actuality, JV, very simple. It is not complicated at all. Just take responsibility for what you're choosing, and if what you're choosing is not to your liking, choose again. You're learning from each choice that you make in every existence that you have.
You've been here for millennia. You've been guiding, observing, working with humanity for millennia. Does this relationship remain in perpetuity, or is there something that we should expect? Maybe not in our lifetime, or maybe not in our grandchildren's lifetime, but at some point in the future, is there going to be a change? Will we all ascend, and will the physical form become obsolete?
No. How do you like them apples?
That's direct. What's your objective? What are you trying to achieve here? And what do you hope humanity, whether it's individually or as a whole, takes from your message and your guidance?
Very simple. Just to become more and be the very best that they can be with what they've chosen to experience in this particular lifetime, because they will have more experiences in other lifetimes, always. You can, when you drop the body, you can decide not to have a human experience again, and you will be, all right, you will be experiencing on other levels of reality. A mind can only perceive but just a very, very small amount of what is outside of this earth realm. There are hundreds and millions of realities when you are non-physical. So you don't have to choose a physical experience, but let us say this, it is one of the most productive, growth-producing experiences that you can have as a soul, as a vibration, as a spirit, because you are stuck in a body. What are you going to do with that stuckness? What are you going to do? How can you be free from that stuckness and live from your God self, your spirit self, having this human experience? That is the key. That's what you all came here to remember.
Golden Era, are you with everyone always?
So the human mind will have difficulty with this because it can only grasp so much. Golden Arrow, the vibration that we are, is everywhere. So in essence, yes, we are everywhere, and we can be involved everywhere. It is up to the individual lifetime, up to the individual frame of reference. It could be another planet. It could be another realm of reality. We can be and are everywhere. So when you say, are you with all of us all of the time, Rally, the simple answer is yes, of course, because you as a soul, you're with everything all of the time. As a soul. Do you understand?
Yes. I want to talk about what we would term, and I'm not sure that this will make complete sense, but I'm hoping it will make enough sense that you can answer this question. We often talk about our higher selves. Maybe that's our soul. Maybe that's what we ascend to after we leave our physical body. But many people here on Earth want to try to connect with that higher self while they're still in their physical form. Is that possible? And is that something you can help them do?
Absolutely. That's the goal. That's a goal of every human being on this planet. That is the goal. To live from your non-physical self, having this human experience. The goal is to go to your daily mundane job and live from your soul. That place of knowing all that is. And you can be around the people that you are involved in. Let's say that you're working in a job in a confined large corporation, we'll put it that way. And you are involved with many other people. The goal is to not be caught up into the dramas of all of those people, but just to see them as the soul that they are, having this human experience and holding a neutral space for them, not being involved in it at all. You have enough to deal with your own physical incarnation. Why would you want to be involved in everybody else's life? And many people on the planet say that they came here to help humanity, to help people. That is not why you're here at all. You are here to help yourself become more. And by doing that, you're the pebble in the pond. As you become more, as you grow, as you live from your soul self, you drop into that pond of all of humanity, and that affects everybody else. And that is how you create peace, harmony, and joy. Very good questions, JV. You get a high five from us.
Well, thank you. We are all facing very, very uncertain times. I opened our program talking with Alexandra about this, not just here in the United States, but globally. We're dealing with things that, and at least in our lifetime and in many lifetimes, we haven't had to deal with. There's a lot of people that are losing hope and losing sight of optimism as this affects us. And I'm talking about disease. I'm also talking about some division amongst people who live here in the United States. How can people navigate this with your teachings? How can they find a way to rediscover optimism and hope in such what appear to be dark times?
The simple answer is to quiet your mind, learn the process, and practice meditation. Because when you quiet your mind, you are, in essence, contacting your God self, your soul. And when you come out of that meditation, whether it be a guided meditation, whether you have practiced meditation for many, many years, when you come out of that meditation, you feel lighter. You feel bigger than the little personage that you find yourself in fear. Fear no longer exists when you quiet your mind. And it is fear that creates all what you now call on the planet the depressed state that people are in, and the state of being where you are criticizing and judging another individual because of the color of their skin. It does not matter what color skin you have. The soul has no color. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense. Golden Arrow, can you help people with physical problems, with illness?
We can help them help themselves and understand why they are creating what they are creating. Absolutely. Can they heal themselves? Absolutely. Can we say, you are now healed? That is not our right. And anyone that says that they can do that, that is not their right. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes. Just a couple more questions, and sadly, we're going to run out of time, and I'm really hopeful that Alexandra would agree to come back and bring you back so we can do this again and get more of an opportunity for listeners to call in, because we have a lot of questions.
But absolutely, anytime at all.
That's terrific. When we need help, many of us, and you ask the question of me, what do I do when I need help? There are a lot of people who throw up their hands, and instead of looking for help, they allow whatever the problems they're experiencing at the time to become the focus of their lives and in many ways control their lives. Can your messages and your guidance help people recover from things like that and learn how
absolutely.
To avoid them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is as simple as saying, this no longer belongs to me. I'm releasing it and letting it go now and forevermore. Thank you so much. And so it is. It is as simple as an intention that you say to yourself. And in essence, JV, you all have come in to have a human experience to learn more about you, your soul, in that human experience. So what you're all doing is you are teaching yourselves. From 0 to 7, you set up the CD-ROM. From that point on, you relive that CD-ROM, what you perceived, all the pain, all the hurt, all the anger, all the depression, everything. You replay that CD-ROM all through the many years that you are going to exist in this framework of this body at this time. It is your job, your responsibility, to unravel and undo all of that by teaching yourself how you desire to be, how you desire to live, how you desire to heal your life and what you have set up as an infirmity or a disease, whatever it is, to heal that. What we can do to assist is we can shift the cellular memory of what you have placed as a closed door, we'll use that phrase, a closed door to your life experience. We will open that door and resubmit a new thought pattern that now the CD-ROM will continue to play that will no longer have that depression, that emotion attached to it. Do you understand?
Yes. Our time is over. In a second, I'm going to ask Alexandra to come back. But before I do, what is your final message for my audience, but more broadly for humanity as a whole?
Our message would be you are all doing a very good job at the experience that you are having. Look to the good that you're doing. Look and appreciate the good that you're doing in your life experience. That is what changes everything, appreciation, rather than criticizing and judging yourself and becoming less and less and less. Become the more that you really are.
Terrific words. Very inspirational, in fact. Golden Arrow, thank you for your time. Thank you for your powerful message, and thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Anytime at all.
All right, we're going to give Alexandra just a minute to come back here, come out of the trance and rejoin us. Again, you can go to the website. It's alexandra-goldenarrow.com, and there's information about all of what we've been talking about tonight on the website for your perusal and ways to contact and get more information about maybe personal sessions, that kind of thing. Alexandra, are you back with us?
One moment. What we would like to offer to all of humanity is blessings, peace, harmony, and joy. So be it. Okay.
Alexandra?
How are you doing? Yes.
Welcome back. How are you doing? I mean, it was very inspirational. It was a fantastic discussion, and I know that you don't recall it when you come back, but how do you feel when you come back?
Physically, a little spacey. It takes me just a little bit, a minute or two, to really come back into my body.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel energized. I always feel inspired because I know that the work that they do is so important for humanity. So I just kind of hang out.
I had mentioned to Golden Arrow before we said goodbye that we left probably with more questions than we started with. So we hope at some time in the not too distant future we'll be able to do this again.
Sure, I would love to. Absolutely.
Now, you said you have a book. There's one out, but you've got one coming out about your life as well?
Yes, there actually will be two more books that will be channeled by Golden Arrow. And I am working on my life story. I think it's worthy of, I mean, it's so different than many life stories, even though we all have, we all could write a book about our life experience, all of us.
Yeah, mine would be called, What the Hell Were You Thinking?
That's good. That's very good, yes. I'd say ditto to that. Yeah, that's good.
Any release date? First of all, where can people get the book that's currently out?
You can buy it at Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon. Who are you and what are you doing here? The author is just Alexandra, just me, but the book itself is actually completely channeled by Golden Arrow. And then the next books that are coming out, honestly, I don't know when they will be out. Probably, I would say, next year, okay. 2021, because this year, 2020, is about all that we all can handle.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, it'll be on Amazon when it comes out. It's really, Amazon is probably the easiest place to obtain books.
It's so easy. It really makes, they do make it very easy to spend your money and find things you're looking for. But anyway, as we get closer to that release date of your next book, maybe that would be a good opportunity for us to get you back on the program, if not sooner.
Sure. Would love it.
Thank you so much for being here. And again, thank you to Golden Arrow. I know they're paying attention to what we're doing here.
A pleasure. And thank you for having us.
Beyond Reality Paranormal is hosted by J.V. Johnson and produced by Orion Palmer and Slick Eddie Edwards. Like us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please consider supporting the program either through your podcast platform, click on the link in the description, or on Patreon at Joha Productions. If you'd like to be a guest on Beyond Reality Paranormal or you have a recommendation for a guest, contact our producer, Slick Eddie Edwards. Eddie is spelled with a Y at slickeddieedwards@gmail.com.